Welcome to the Fourth Age, a Wheel of Time podcast, brought to you by DragonMount.com.
The Wheel of Time is an epic fantasy series that is written by Robert Jordan.
Currently, there are 11 main books in the series and one prequel novel.
Robert Jordan is working on the final book, currently titled A Memory of Light.
And the Fourth Age podcast is dedicated to that series.
To contact us, please visit our website at www.dragonmount.com/podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 19. This is Ben, and we will be discussing Tuon this week. We've got some crazy theories, some fan feedback. Here with me is Carrie.
Hey, everyone. I would just like to announce that we have found an excellent volunteer to help us edit the show. We're going to try and make sure that the audio sounds great for everybody. And also this way we can try and make sure that our podcast gets out regularly, which we know is very important to all of our fans. This volunteer, his name is Ben Chase. So now we have Ben number one, who's our podcaster, and Ben number two, who is editor.
I'm Ben number one.
Yeah. He has lots of editing experience, and he wanted me to tell everybody that he is extremely excited to be involved with the podcast. He's kind of going to be working in the shadows, but we would just like to say that we really appreciate his help, and that we are so excited to have him on board. We also have Andrew with us here tonight.
Hello, everyone. In the way of news for this week, I have a quick reminder that the deadline for submitting short stories or artwork for the Dragon Mount Anthology is October 31st. For those of you who haven't heard about it, the Dragon Mount Writers Guild is collecting original short stories, sorry guys, no fan fictions, and original cover and insert art in order to create a publishable collection. Once finished, all the proceeds made from selling the anthology will go to the Mayo Clinic to benefit amyloidosis research. Anyone who is interested in making a submission and possibly having their work published can find all the information they need on the Dragon Mount Writers Guild forum at www.dragonmount.com/forums/ in the organization section.
All right. Unfortunately, Jason cannot be with us. The last we heard, he is trapped in a stasis box and he can't get out. So until he breaks free, we're going to have to move on without the Wheel of Time journal, but it will be back with Jason whenever he returns and escapes. So right now, we're going to go ahead and do some fan feedback.
So now we have a spoiler warning for anybody who hasn't got too far in the books. We very possibly could be talking about some of the newer books or anything that's happened in the last book, Knife of Dreams. We're probably going to be giving away lots of little spoilers, so you might want to turn this off if you do not want to be spoiled.
Welcome to Carrie's Fan Feedback of the Week.
I would like to thank Mark for this next voicemail.
Hi, my name is Mark Kennedy. Great job on the podcast, guys. Wanted to give you my crazy theory for how the whole thing's going to end. Combines a couple of things. He brought up a number of times about Rand needing to get over his problem with women. Well, I think his kids are going to be taken, and they're going to be killed by one of the female Forsaken. This is going to throw Rand into such a rage that he will get past that block of his. And I think he will free the Dark One. He has to. He breaks the seals, as Egwene saw in one of her dreams. And the way it will end is sort of the way it began, that he will link with Olivia, and they will burn each other out, forming a new Dragon Reborn Mount. That's my theory.
So, what do you guys think about that?
It's a good theory. You know, that's one of the one of the places where there's a lot of different theories about Rand and how he's gonna, you know, get over his hump of killing women and, you know, just having a difficult time with that, and you know, combining that with the end time, with the you know, the last battle and his kids, he combines them all into one theory, which is pretty interesting. I like my theory personally, which is Moraine is going to come back and she's going to be the one to teach him. So I don't agree with the theory completely, but it's certainly interesting nonetheless.
Yeah, I particularly think it's kind of it's an interesting tie-in, and it leads into